Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Neil Gurmila Magath Fishin. The Assisted Human Reproduction Bill, which includes a legal framework for both domestic and international surrogacy, has passed all stages in the Oireachtas. The bill establishes an Assisted Human Reproduction Regulatory Authority, which will license fertility clinics, oversee and enforce the strict statutory provisions regarding gamete and embryo storage, research and testing, and administer a national donor-conceived person register and a national surrogacy register. So there's a whole lot in the bill. To discuss this further now, I'm joined by Fine Gael Senator Mary Seary Carney and Cathy Wheatley, who's the spokesperson for the Irish Families through Surrogacy. You're both very welcome to the studio, and I know you join us from the Dáil studio. Can I ask you both briefly, and I'll start with you, Cathy, maybe, just to give people a little bit of background about your own surrogacy story and what brought you to this point.
Yeah, good evening. It's certainly an experience. I never thought I'd be sitting in the Dáil studio doing an interview. Yeah.
So, well, you're very welcome. Yeah.
What brought me here, I suppose, is I'm holding in my hand a little teddy bear belonging to my little girl, baby Helen, who died at birth. And I was unable to carry a pregnancy, so surrogacy was our only option. And that led us on the road that nobody wants to go down, but it was successful, and we were very lucky in finding Ivana, who carried our babies for us, and we now have two beautiful children, twins, Teddy and Elsie Wheatley.
Okay, and congratulations on the twins, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
In regarding Helen as well. And Mary Seary Carney as well, you have quite a story. We've discussed it briefly with you before, I think, but you have a story that brought you to surrogacy as well.
Yes, I do. And thank you for having us, Cormac. I discovered that I couldn't carry children naturally, and tried 13 IVFs, lost 5 babies through a miscarriage. And that brought us on the route to the birth of our beautiful daughter, Scarlett. And even she was a twin, and we lost the twin, unfortunately. But so our beautiful child.
OK, well, congratulations on Scarlett. And I don't want to gloss over in any way. I do want to say I'm sorry, and I am genuinely sorry for the miscarriages and the loss of the twin, because these are nuanced and complex stories, aren't they, Mary? And with every joy that a surrogacy brings, it comes on a road of heartache as well.
It does. And you imagine, I suppose, all my life, what I think I said in the second stage in the challenge was, you know, all my life I expected to be a mammy. I just thought it would happen and it would be all right. And then it wasn't, and it didn't. And so nobody wants to watch someone else carry their baby. Every mother wants to feel that first kick in their own womb. Every woman wants to go through birth herself, and so no one wants to watch someone else do it. But I'm very grateful that another woman was prepared to do that for me, and that we had that joyous moment of actually holding our child and living every. I thank God every day for her. You know, I never get over the novelty that I'm a mammy and somebody calls me mammy.
It's such a privilege, isn't it? I think, to Ukraine. Am I right, Mary? Initially.
We went to Ukraine initially, and we did not have a happy experience there. We went by, there wasn't the fabulous Irish Families through Surrogacy at that point. So you were left on your own, floundering, trying to find out what would be a good clinic. We unfortunately chose badly. We were told that there was a pregnancy. And then I got an email that said, surrogate bled, pregnancy over. And that was how I was told about a miscarriage. But I don't count to my miscarriages because I don't know whether it was all a con or not, to be honest. And then we saw the RTE documentary of Her Body, Our Babies, and that was the story of Fiona White and Sean Malone going to India. And my husband and I had worked in India. We'd both been separately in India over a number of years. So we felt, you know what, this is territory we're familiar with. This wouldn't be such a strange thing for us to do. We can do all the research in advance. And we followed them on that route and had a very positive experience.
Okay. And India bore fruit, so to speak. speak, for you. And Cathy, you did have a better experience in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. I had a fantastic experience in the Ukraine. And I think it's really important, and it really highlights why we need so much regulation in this area, is, you know, because one person's experience doesn't mirror another person's. And I was extremely lucky. My doctor here in Ireland had was Ukrainian and put me in touch with a clinic over there, and everything went beyond smoothly for us. And the most important thing was Ivana was so looked after there that it just put her mind at rest and at ease. And the legislation in the Ukraine was really about protecting the surrogate, the child and the intended parents. And so, you know, they made sure that all the safeguards were in place, that Ivana had had independent legal advice, had had counselling, had done all of that. And so for us, our journey, I suppose there's no such thing as a perfect journey, because as Mary says, by the time you get there, you've already been on the most horrific, long, arduous journey. But in that regard, we were very lucky. We did an embryo transfer. Ivana was adamant that she wanted us to implant two embryos, and it was completely her decision. And I said, okay, if you want to. And she said, yes, and you will have twins and you will have bi-girl twins. And we had no idea, you know, at the time whether that would be the case or not. And she was right, you know, and I'm so thankful every single day that that was, you know, where she thought that we would end up, and now we have him, and I am the proudest mommy to the most beautiful children.
Well, you both sound like proud mommies when you talk about your children, if I may say. Mary, Siri, Carney, I mean, even your two stories, your story and Cathy's story, when you outline it ever so briefly, it kind of gives people an indication as to why legal clarity is needed. I mean, does this bill then that has passed all stages of the Oireachtas, will that give legal clarity to families in your position?
Yes, it will. So I suppose the first thing, it establishes a regulatory authority, and anyone in future surrogacies will have to apply for authorization from that regulatory authority, whether they're doing surrogacy domestically or internationally. And that regulatory authority will be the central place of information. So, for instance, if I had gone with that first clinic to a regulatory authority, they would have said, absolutely no, don't do that. We're not going to authorize you to go to that particular clinic in Ukraine. So I suppose having a place where there is a body of people who have the experience to know this, is that everybody is going to have, the surrogate and the intending parents are having their counselling, their independent legal advice, that they know what they're getting into, that they've considered all of the route ahead. So having that safety is fantastic. And those parents, as long as they stick, and for single parent persons as well, but as long as they hold with the conditions set out in that authorisation, then they will be assured of getting the parental order on application to the High Court once they have the surrogate's consent post the birth. And all of that will happen pre-conception. And for those of us who are parents already, we now have a pathway to apply to the High Court to get our parental orders so that we can have that lifelong relationship with our child.
Okay, and that's what so many parents in your position wanted for so long. Yes. What about the concerns, and either one of you can take this point up, what about the concerns that have been expressed by some around commercial surrogacy? I mean, I think there have been calls for the section on reasonable expenses to be rewritten. I mean, do you share those concerns at all?
I don't. I mean, first of all, let me say, I don't deny that there are some who are out there to exploit surrogacy and to exploit women. And the best way to ensure that they're not exploited is to put in place this sort of a legal framework. So there's no question about that. Within the bill for Irish domestic surrogacy, originally we had reasonable expenses. That's things like, so for instance, in a pregnancy, in a normal pregnancy, let's say, if a mother or woman gets sick, she can apply for health and safety leave. She can get payment from the state for health and safety leave. Those are reasonable expenses that occur in the context of pregnancy. The reasonable expenses built into this bill are to look at things like that, childcare, you know, the cost. A surrogate shouldn't pay for her legal costs, nor her counselling, nor anything associated with the pregnancy, the IVF. IVF, all of that should be carried by the intending parents. And that's what the provisions are in this for reasonable expenses, both domestic and internationally. Oh, it okay. is to cover that. It isn't commercial by stealth. It is no such thing. There is a ban on commercial surrogacy, and any surrogacy agreement has to be viewed by the regulatory authority and has to be okayed by them as part of the authorisation.
Okay, well, as I say, this bill has been in the works, so to speak, for about 20 years or so. I'm not sure if you've been involved, you both, for 20 years, but others have for sure. Can I thank you both very much indeed for joining us on the programme on what is a momentous day, I'm sure, for your families. Fine Gael Senator Mary Siri Kearney and Cathy Wheatley, who's spokesperson, as I say, for Irish Families Through Surrogacy. Thank you.